the Living Geek.
Okay, everybody, welcome to another episode of Without Play Outcast.com is the URL. We're on notlg.com, although if you subscribe to us there, you'll probably get your episodes on Monday instead of Friday. Without Play Outcast.com. You can subscribe to us on Twitter and any outstanding fine podcast aggregate. This, like yesterday, I was on Beyond Pod, just some Android podcasting app, and I searched for our show and boom, came up. Good
pretty
stuff.
Much everything except iTunes, I think.
Yeah, fucking iTunes. And they haven't sent me shit. I'm going to resubmit just because, really, iTunes. Anyway, my name is Andy, and I'm here with Nick.
Hello.
And Brian.
Yo.
Yeah. So this week, Survivor. What happens after Shireen is a victim of... I re-listened to last week's episode, and all we did talk about was Shireen and the abuse.
That's fine. We're probably going to talk just about her all episode this time anyway. We love her.
Yeah.
Yes, and cheeseburgers. So is this like a thing for this season now? Is just 2 minutes of camp and then straight into reward? Or is that something that's been happening all the time, and I'm just now really noticing?
That's been my criticism for a while. I like the camp stuff, and then the rewards I'm kind of ho-hum on. But thankfully, I mean, at least in this episode, most of the fun stuff has happened between the reward and the immunity challenge. So you've gotten some good social interactions going on, just not at the very start of the episode. So, whatever.
And this is also 2 weeks in a row where they want to vote out Mike, and Mike wins immunity. So there's definitely camp scrambling that happens.
Yeah.
Which, man, am I kicking myself for dropping Mike from my fantasy team after week two.
That's fine by me. I've been profiting very well. I like Mike a lot. I know one person out there, a friend of mine, who still is not sold on him. Hopefully when she sees this episode, she'll change her mind. But I don't know.
She should watch the Ponderosa video for Shireen, too. She'll get a different perspective there. Anyway, yeah. So this reward challenge was really fun. It was like barrel crawling kind of a thing. I don't know. It was weird.
It was interesting because, it was very freeform. It was you need to get these barrels. The sand is hot lava. You can't touch the hot lava. You need to get across this, I don't know, how long would you say it was? 50 yards, maybe?
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah.
I don't know about that long, but yeah.
I don't know. My sense of spatial. Don't ask me how
maybe,
long.
Maybe like 20 yards.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I don't know.
But you had to go quite a ways regardless, but without touching sand by moving barrels around. So that was very interesting. It was very freeform. It was neat to see a couple of different strategies show up.
Yeah. And I really. So it was basically Mike saying, I'm going to put the team on my back.
Stomach.
Yeah, which really, Mike, like, and then afterwards he was complaining that nobody else helped him, and it was like, you pretty much just told everybody to stand on a barrel and watch you work. That was your own fault.
How could they have helped? He was covering the fucking barrels. What were they going to do?
That's interesting. Yeah. My interpretation of what he said afterwards is more along the lines of, I made a poor strategic decision on that. They couldn't do anything.
Either way, it was a bad decision. And then, in the last segment, Sierra goes friggin' barrel rolling, and that was sick.
That was great. She could have gotten that thing all the way to the end, you know, and it's really too bad that people, I don't know, if I ever do this game, I'm gonna practice my balance just in case something like that happens, because I think that'd be awesome. So I read this thing online saying it took them 45 minutes to do this in prep. Like you know, the people who QA the
testing for it.
Yeah, so it took them 45 minutes. So how great would it have been if just four barrel rollers just roll that thing on down in like 2 minutes flat?
Yeah. I mean, Sierra could have made it there. I don't know if anybody else could have, but she's a rodeo professional. I'm sure she has the balance and tenacity to make it across on a barrel. It was finally her time to shine, and of course she's on the wrong team.
Hey, she did. You know what? I've actually been pretty pleased with her the last couple episodes, because starting with the episode that you weren't with us on when we had Kenneth guesting, I was really disappointed that she was doing just nothing. But at least now they're starting to show her thought process on why she's doing nothing. Yeah. Although we should probably get into that when we start talking about immunity. But regardless, I mean, I'm pleased we're getting some more of her going on.
Yeah. And then, for the reward, who is it? Tyler, Carolyn, Will, and Dan are the team that win. And, of course, Shireen is not clapping. Her heart is completely gone. She just looks destroyed.
She gets to go back to camp with Rodney, who has still not eaten food in 6 months.
Yeah, but not Will and
except
not
Dan.
Except
for the steak he had last time.
Yeah, that's true. He had a fucking steak.
He needs some Rodney time, guys. That's
and then
all.
Friggin' and Dan says, Rodney hasn't won a single reward. I feel bad. I'm like, I don't feel bad for him. He's been a dick to everybody, and he's all pissy that he hasn't gotten a reward. Like, if you weren't such a dick, people would bring you along.
Well, you saw the oh shit look on Dan's face. Just like, yeah. You know, you could give him your spot on the challenge. And he's like, no.
He's like, oh my god.
No, because, well, of course, during
not
the
my
challenge,
cheeseburgers!
My favorite moment of the episode is during the challenge where he's like grunting and trying to like work the barrels, and he's just like, I love cheeseburgers.
He was like a Final Fantasy character on Limit Break there.
That was fantastic. That was my favorite moment of the episode by far.
That was a pretty fantastic moment.
Then,
I concur.
Then on the boat, right, Dan is completely clueless about everything happening around him. There's three people all talking about how they're pulling the wool over everybody else, and Dan is one of the people that they're fooling, and he's just sitting there like, yep, you're fooling me.
Well, so here, all right, and I realize looking at the notes that I'm the unpopular person who thinks this, but I actually feel sorry for Dan, just because I think he doesn't seem like a dumb person to me. Just does dumb things. And his problem right now is that, well, other than the fact that he's a misogynist bastard, but I feel also that just the world's moved on. You know, he's like, what, maybe late 50s, you want to say?
Yeah.
So, you know, just the world has passed him by, and probably for his era, for his generation, he seems like a pretty progressive guy. Regardless, though, and here's where I feel kind of bad for him, he is smart enough to realize I know how this game works. But he's just trusting. Like, he trusts Tyler, he trusts Rodney, he trusts all of them. He says to himself all the time, oh, Mike, it's such a pity that Mike thinks that everyone's betrayed him, which they have. And it's just, how paranoid is he, man? That sort of thing. So I feel a little bit bad for him, and I'm sure he's getting I don't have the heart to search it out, but I am sure he's getting tons of shit online for this. And I've given him my fair share of shit as well online, because I don't like the way he's treated people. But I don't feel it's something that he should have to bear his entire life. Like, in the grand scheme of things, there are people out there who are much worse than him. Like people out there...
Rodney?
Rodney. Well, you know, here's an interesting thing. I read an interview with Shireen because, you know, obviously she's a favorite and she got voted out this episode. Spoilers!
Super Saiyan.
But she had a really interesting take on Rodney, which was, even though he's just as bad as everyone else, or can be as bad as everyone else, he's at least upfront with you, and he isn't vicious. It doesn't get personal. He just is he's not proactive, he's reactive. So if you poke him, like Mike has on occasion, if you poke him, he will flip out at you. But if you just leave him on his own, he could be kind of charming, like when he was doing the impressions of people.
Okay, I'm sure he's getting savaged online. I'm sure he's completely oblivious to it, because I bet he doesn't know how the online works. I mean, okay, yes, he's from a different generation, and I get that. That's a thing that people say and do and think that you can just go, oh, it's cute, grandpa's racist, or, oh, it's cute, Uncle Dan is a misogynist. Like, no, it's not cute, and old people can learn to fix their behavior. And
I feel that's a little unfair, not necessarily to Dan, but just from my own personal experience. Like, my mom is incredibly progressive. She is, for her generation, she's flat out crazy, like, to the left. But she will still occasionally just say things that are slightly offensive, and she would never ever do a bad thing to another person. But she will say offensive things just because in her generation, that was the way you spoke. And she knows it's wrong, but it's just one of those things that you've just been hardwired. And I feel as if Dan truly believes that he's doing the right thing. And don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to defend him. You know what I mean? He is misogynistic.
That's what you're doing.
Well, no. What I'm trying to do is humanize him a little bit. Like maybe walk a mile in his shoes.
You're not defending his actions. You're explaining his actions.
I'm explaining it in
kind of like what I did last week with Will when I explained that he was tired and exhausted. And
1,000% correct. We're not excusing it, but we're explaining it so that people will at least, you know, let him go after this. Like in 10 minutes, you know, 10 minutes after the reunion episode, I want to hear no more of him, and I want him to just walk his mail route in Maine and not hurt anyone ever again.
I would agree with you if he hadn't had that. Oh man, when he went and he sat next to Shireen at the beginning of the episode and he was like, you know, that sucks what happened to you. I'm sorry that happened to you. I'm sorry that you had to cry in front of everybody. Like, that sucks. And that, like, that moment was great.
Yeah.
That was awesome of Dan to do that. But then
he takes it away.
Yeah, then he goes to the confessional and is like, you know, I'm really sad. But sometimes you gotta make a bitch cry.
Yeah, well, it was more. Yeah, he was very definitely blaming the victim there. And, he, you know, later on in Tribal Council, we'll just jump around a little bit here because it's thematically appropriate. Later on in Tribal Council, when he says probably one of the dumbest thing ever, that, you know, Shireen's saying, you know, I was abused. And he's like, well, you know, I mean, I was adopted. And that's exactly the same thing. It's like, Jesus Christ.
Well, because he's heard the first sentence of her statement. The first sentence of her statement was, I was raised without a family.
Yeah.
I don't have, like, my family. And he says, well, you know, I don't have my family either. I was adopted. You know, but I have this adopted family that I can go to, and my wife and my family, my own. And, like, Shireen doesn't have a family of her own either. She doesn't have kids and a husband. She has a boyfriend. Right. Like,
and, like, well, my main thing is, okay, if you've been adopted, yes, that means that, you know, I don't want to minimize what Dan has gone through in his early life. I know that there is a lot of anxiety and guilt and all that kind of stuff that goes with being adopted. So I'm not, if you're adopted out there and you're listening to this, I'm not bagging on you. But at the same time,
He got adopted.
He
has a family.
Said, we're going to pick you up out of obscurity and we're going to love you as our own and we're going to raise you.
If his parents are still alive and his parents saw that episode, if I was his living parent who saw him say that, I would be offended that he basically said he was raised without a family.
I would be like, him like nobody's business.
I'd be like, I fucking adopted you and raised your bitch ass.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, you're going to compare being adopted, having a family say, we love you, you're going to compare that to having a father who said, we don't know what he said necessarily, but probably not too supportive considering what the result was.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the thing. It's just, he truly does believe he's doing the right thing, just as pretty much everyone does. No one ever thinks to themselves, yeah, I'm a villain. Everyone thinks they're the hero of their own story. But Dan, oh God, you're killing me, man. You are killing me.
Yeah, and I think there's just a huge level of naivete there, which really was evident on that boat ride. Because
naivety,
like,
and privilege, and he is completely ignorant of his privilege. But
I love how it was the three of them sitting there saying, "Man, we're pulling a fast one on everybody," and Dan's like, "Yeah, cheeseburger."
Okay, well, here's the one place I will defend him. He's making a terrible decision, but I will defend. He's not privy to the information we know. Like, Mike, we know for a fact he overheard them saying, we're going to vote Mike out, right?
No,
hands
but if
up,
you listen
him
to
up and four people raise their hand. Dan has no such excuse.
If you listen to them talk on that boat ride, and you, I mean, granted, we know, but if you listen between the lines,
yeah,
it's not that hard. It's not that hard to figure it out.
In another interview, God, man, I read, this is the first time I have actually
doing
read
some research.
Yeah, I've done research. Well, no. Actually, come to think of it, yeah, this is the first time I've done research. Go figure. But Shireen said, the portrait she painted of Camp Life, it's pretty friggin' obvious that there is a four-way alliance going on there. Apparently, Will and Rodney just sit in their thrones by the campfire. Like,
yeah.
You see, they just sit there.
We see that all the time. They're just sitting there watching the fire.
Yeah.
Doing fuck all nothing.
And who's the Carolyn just kind of... She's just shut down and remote with everyone except for those four.
Yeah.
And then Tyler's just sitting around like a creeper staring at everyone.
That's my boy.
Just
that's my pick to win it.
Pretty.
Us creepy guys got to stick together. So, like, right after the reward, basically, we transitioned into the immunity, which was awesome. Double immunity. I was like, oh my God, Shireen could win. Shireen could win. And then, no, of course. Of course not.
Well, this was a weird challenge because you saw the first person out was Sierra, and she, okay, what do you think she weighed before this? I'm going to say she could not have weighed more than 140.
Yeah.
So she was...
I don't think she was anywhere near 140.
No, yeah, she's tall. She's tall. I would say 140.
Yeah, but still.
Muscle is three times as heavy as fat, and she's got really muscular legs. So I'm going to say
a rodeo.
At most 140. Point being, though, the weights they were carrying in this episode were one quarter of their original starting mass. So at most, it's 35 pounds, and I feel that she could carry 35 pounds, just chuck that thing around, juggle it, do whatever she wanted. She's definitely strong enough. The reason she was the first one out, sweaty palms.
Yeah, baby.
I mean,
yeah, I would have been fucked.
Yeah, you would have.
I would have been done in like 2 minutes. I mean,
I'm the driest person on earth. I would have had this shit.
I could, yeah, I would be gone just because, well, hey, my palms would just be sweaty and be, well, I'm done. Sorry,
you
guys.
Know, considering that it was a quarter of your starting weight, I'm amazed, utterly amazed that Will was not the first person out, because he is shrunken compared to what he was. You look at him in that shirt day one, and you look at him in that shirt now, and you're like, oh my God. He is a different human being.
I feel like most of that fat has just melted away. He's like Kingpin at this point. It's all melted away, and it's muscle underneath now.
Well, that's the point, though. They're starving. They're not losing muscle. They're losing fat. Yeah. So it should be easier.
Actually, you know, that's the funny
thing. They're also starving.
Not to get too much into last week's Ponderosa, but Jen only lost half a pound this entire time, so good for her.
Well, she was a vegetarian anyway, so this diet, like...
Yeah.
A lot of these people, their body is probably having to make up for the lost high-density calories that come from meat. Her body's already adjusted to that.
Oh, you mean all the flavor?
No.
Yeah.
That's where all the flavor is, right? Yeah.
Okay. Only if it's bacon. If I agree with nothing, I have a vegetarian wife, and there's plenty of flavor all over vegetarian food, and I will not say that one is more or less flavorful than the other, unless you're talking about bacon, because there's nothing in the world like bacon.
I enjoy fruit. I will eat vegetables if I have to, but I swear to God, there's nothing better than meat and salt. But that's a discussion for some other time.
So in this challenge, we see that Carolyn isn't just like, I have an idol and nobody even thinks to ever write my name threat. She's also, this is the second time she's performed really, really well on Endurance Challenge.
She seems pretty well fit, but yeah. I still don't know. I don't think she's going to win another challenge.
I think if you put her one-on-one in 90% of the challenges against Sierra, Sierra wins. But it's this Endurance stuff, because the same thing happened to Sierra last time. Sierra got too sweaty and slipped down that totem pole. Same exact thing. She just sweats a lot.
She just gets so screwed through the randomest of chances sometimes.
Yeah. She is a much bigger threat than she's been performing. Cause,
yeah.
Yeah.
She will be later. Unfortunately, she's just in a poor position where her tribe splintered and she was on the outside. I'm glad she's managed to stick around as long as she has, that Sierra. But I don't know. I don't think she's long for this world.
Another, my favorite moment of the immunity challenge was when it was just Rodney and Mike, and Dan is sitting next to Rodney, like, giving him, quote-unquote, encouragement, and I'm just imagining the whole time, because Rodney doesn't say a word, doesn't even look at Dan. Rodney just, like, closes his eyes and tries to shut Dan out, and I just imagine the whole time Rodney's like, shut up, Dan, shut up, Dan, shut up, Dan, shut up, Dan.
Oh, man.
I would be so pissed.
It was weirdly sexual, too. It was like, yeah, you gotta want it. You gotta close your eyes and just dig in. You gotta just suck it down and take it up. It's like, Jesus, Mike. Nope, Dan. Whatever, Dan. Same person. I'm gonna be doing that all the time. I have no excuse.
But that's what going to the gym is like. That's why I don't go to the gym. I'm not sexual enough with other men.
Well, he even put on a seductive voice. He's like, yeah.
You want this, don't you? You want that run. Necklace around you. Yeah.
Oh, he's twitching. He's twitching.
Oh, you just got to pull it in. Pull it in. It's just like, wow.
Oh, get that grip. Get that grip.
Strangely aroused right now. Wait, no? What? No? No? Huh? What? Baseball.
And then, of course, Rodney being Rodney can't just focus on his own shit. He's constantly looking over at Mike.
Right? That was when he slipped the most. He wasn't paying attention to what he was doing. Started looking at Mike. And he dropped it, like, halfway.
He might have had it if he hadn't done that shit.
Gotta say, though, how great is it to see just the guy whose only real asset in this game is his physical strength lose on a physical strength challenge?
Losing, like, all of the challenges. Because when it's a challenge like this, he can't focus. He doesn't have the focus to do it the way that other people have. And then when it's a team strength thing, he doesn't have the teamwork capacity to make it work either. Like, he's constantly just barreling ahead of everybody else, fuck it all, just trying to show how much of a tryhard he is. And it's like, no, You have to do some teamwork sometimes.
Nah, that's fine. I could just put this whole thing on my back and just run, brah. I'm good.
There's no Mike in team.
That's right.
Oh, that might have been one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. There's a lot of things that aren't in team. Every other letter except for T-E-A-M is not in team.
Two of those letters are in team, so.
He does have an M and an E, correct. And, you know, that's a funny thing also, because they believe, oh, yeah, he flipped on us. But you know what? I feel that Dan, I'm going to make sure I say the correct name this time, Dan is the only one who believes that that Mike has flipped. Everyone else, all right, Rodney and Tyler have admitted, yeah, he didn't flip. We muscled him out of this alliance, and we're just repeating, we're going to toe the party line. We're going to be like Dick Cheney is feeding us our lines, and we're going to say, yeah, he flipped on you guys. He flipped. You should be very betrayed, even though it's clearly not the truth. And I would love to hear what these guys are saying now that they're seeing all of this stuff. They're seeing Mike wandering the forest and actually seeing the thing and having proof that he is on the low end of the totem pole. And it's not just paranoia.
I want to talk about trust, because they're all, you know, because we're near the end of the day. We have to trust this person, trust this person. And when Shireen is scrambling, Carolyn, Dan, and Rodney, they're all excuses for every single one of them is, I don't trust Shireen. Trust her with what? She has absolutely no power, you fucking idiots.
Exactly.
What the hell could you possibly do?
That's another thing that came out in these interviews I saw, is the source of all of this mistrust. Like, we don't trust you, we think you're going to betray us, all that. It was Joaquin. We are now seeing the long tendrils of Joaquin extend multiple episodes after he has been voted out. He apparently just decided on day one, you're fat, and she's only 130 some odd pounds, so I'm pretty sure that's not really fat. Yeah, yeah, you just think about that. 130 is fat, Andy. Anyway,
I'm double fat.
Yeah. So he says, you know what, Carolyn's old and you're fat, but the good news is we're not going to lose two challenges, so you're going to be good. Says that to her face, evidently, and just decides, I don't like you. So the first thing that happens when they do that tribe mix-up, you know, they dissolve all the tribes mm-hmm. and mix it into two, he decides he's just going to poison the well. And everyone, apparently, when they merged, everyone thought she was just a demon in human form. Oh, and only Mike and only Sierra really gave her a chance from that tribe. Everyone else just kind of like, nope. Can't trust you.
Then it's absolutely phenomenal that she's made it this far.
It is. It really is. Like, it's funny. I'm really truly surprised they didn't show that, because that would put this into a much more heroic context. I still believe, Shireen, if you're listening, I know you liked one or two of the things we posted at you, but if you are still listening, you really are an American hero. And
so Carolyn wins immunity. Mike wins immunity, and I really like. Game-wise, I really appreciate the way Shireen didn't scramble, per se, but she went to people and was like, this is why what you're doing is fucking stupid. And she didn't beg for a vote. She didn't say, like, whatever you want me to say, I'll say, I'll do it, it's fine, whatever, gets me another week, whatever. She's like, she went to Dan and was like, Dan, this is why you're stupid. Sierra, this is why you're stupid.
Well, I'll defend Sierra now to the death. Sierra, I feel, really would have gone through with it. But if it's three people voting against, what were there, six still? No, five, it would have been five. Three versus five, that won't do. Yeah, she straight up said, you know, if you got the votes, that's the same thing with the Women's Alliance when Haley got voted out. She said, ugh. And again, admittedly, this is after the fact, we're learning this. After the fact, we learned that Sierra said, you know what, if we can get Carolyn and we will do the Women's Alliance. This one, though.
Carolyn.
Yeah, oh, Carolyn, oh, I do not like Carolyn. But this specific instance, they showed it on camera. She said, and I'm paraphrasing here, I don't remember. I have watched this episode an hour ago. But regardless, she said, if we can get five votes, I'm willing to do this. Not knowing that Dan's vote would have counted twice. But, so, I do feel she had a pretty, I will defend her.
Okay. Dan still hasn't used his double yet, so.
No. And only
he'll probably get voted out before he does.
Yeah, or he'll waste it on some dumb move. I love the idea of the double vote. I love the fact that it opens
it's
up options
worst
too.
Player to have it.
if it's a tie, you could actually vote for two different people.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of thing. It opens up some interesting options. I don't think Dan is smart enough to take advantage of those.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Yeah.
And you were just telling us that he's not as dumb as we think he is.
No. Well, because we think, I'll put it this way. We think he is a complete and utter unrepentant moron. I think he's pretty average intelligence in general, and then when it comes to Survivor,
most people are really stupid. That's what I'm saying.
I will fall back on a George Carlin quote. Think of the average person, and now realize that half of everyone is dumber than that guy. I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but that's George Carlin.
You know what? That's the big difference.
Not paraphrasing. That's exactly what he says.
No, I stumbled over it, so I don't want to say it was George Carlin, but yeah. Okay, so he's average, but that's kind
of
dumb.
Within the realm of Survivor, he is above average. He has said things that are on paper exactly correct. You know, flippers don't win, all this kind of stuff. However, in general, they don't. Here's the thing. He's one of those people. All right, Andy, you play Magic, right?
Yes.
You know what I mean when I say a net decker. He's a person who knows enough about the game to just take the strategy that wins and copy that and follow it dogmatically.
But he doesn't know how to go off the script.
Exactly. Okay. Shireen is smart enough. She's making chances. She's making plays. She's saying, you can't just go with the numbers, Dan, because you go with the numbers, you're going home number 5 or number 6, you're done. If you want to be, if you're happy being 5 or 6, continue this path. If you want to take a chance, if you want to swing that bat and risk hitting a home run or maybe striking out and going home early, then maybe you'll last the way you'll go to the end. But you, as it stands, are not going to the end. She knows when to abandon the strategy. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately for her, Dan is smart enough to know that's the sort of thing to happen, but not smart enough to know when to do it and when it's appropriate. And that's my point, is he's not dumb.
If Dan would have switched it today, it would have worked. Tyler would have been gone. Dan could have used both of his double votes.
Oh, yeah.
Could have happened. Well, Tyler could be gone. Dan could be in a new power alliance. Flip the whole script. Could have been
made
done.
A power move. And here's the thing also. People are like, oh, well, you know what? Everyone's going to like Tyler. And if we vote him out, no one's going to vote for us. You know, people respect, especially this top six.
This group would respect a strong move. They would.
They would have been like, you know what? I feel Tyler, if he had gone home right now, if he was on Ponderosa, well, first of all, he probably would have been shunned by everyone who's still there. They probably would have just ignored him and let him.
I don't think he would have been as shunned as most of the people left.
Yeah, that's a fair statement. Maybe I'm just projecting a little much. But regardless, you know, he would have gone and pointed to that camera and said, you know what? Whoever voted for me, congratulations. That was a great move. I'm proud of you. It's nice to know I was a threat. See you later. I'm going to do whatever it is Tyler does.
Yeah. I'm going to go to Ponderosa and just jerk off every day for the rest of the week.
And stare at everyone else.
Stare at everyone else. Just
which,
creepily.
Coincidentally, are two matching pastimes. So, this is another...
Disgusting!
This is another utterly stupid decision by the tribe. Like, okay, this is 2 weeks in a row where they voted out somebody that they know they could take to the end who would not win. Like, you take Jen to the end, Jen's not winning. Because the makeup of everybody else there would not have voted for Jen. Probably Joe and Haley would have voted for Jen, but that's it. Right? Well, who's going to vote for Shireen? Who?
Joe would have
the
Jen
ones who are already there.
The ones who are already there, which is Haley not the majority.
Well, right? I even think that Sierra may have. They were sharing food. We discovered last week there was a secret stash for Shireen, Jen, and Sierra. They were close enough, at least, to share food. I think she could, you know, and if that's the case, that would have been 4 votes for her. She would only have needed one more. Or, because it's going to go to a final three, we've discovered that, give me my goddamn points. It's going to go to a final three, that's 4 votes. There are going to be some number, I don't want to do math in my head, there are going to be some number of other people on the jury. If they split, then she wins with 4.
There were 10, if there's going to be final three, then that makes 7 votes. So there's no chance for it.
Yeah, that'd be 4-3, she'd have won, and even if, at most, so.
But, I also think this group, even Jen, well, not Jen, but Joe, if Rodney comes up to the jury and he's like, look, guys, you all came out and thought I was a meathead, but turns out I'm filet mignon. If he can actually stand up and somewhat articulate, like, look, I was actually in control this entire time. That alliance of 4 within the bigger alliance that ended up going to the end, that was all me.
I was with you up until you said somewhat articulate, because those are not words that apply.
All I have to do is say that alliance within the alliance, that was all me. Joe would vote for that. Because no. Joe's a game player.
Oh, Joe would vote for... No, no, no. Don't get me wrong. Joe would vote for Rodney there.
Haley might even vote for Rodney there. I don't think Jen would. Shireen certainly wouldn't.
But. I don't think there's any circumstance under which Joe would have voted for Rodney. Unless it's like Rodney and... yeah, there's no circumstance.
I don't know. I think there is a world in which Rodney wins this.
I don't think there is.
That's what we call the darkest timeline.
Right? I don't think there's any way Rodney's going to win, because if he gets to the end when they make their speech before, he's not going to do it like intelligently or like what you were saying. He's going to be like, "I'm here because you all are fucking stupid and I'm way smarter than you, you dumb."
That's probably true.
Which, okay.
He'll say it like that and then say that they all disrespected him.
I'm not going to lie, I kind of want to see that happen.
I kind of want him to make it to Final Tribal just to see that.
If Mike goes, thank God he will not go out next week, no matter what, because now they know he has a hidden immunity idol. But if he goes out before the final, then clearly I don't want any of these people to win. But I will at least root for the entertainment value of Rodney's speech of, "Hey guys, I'm so much better than y'all."
Yeah. I kind of want it to be like Rodney, Dan, and Tyler or Carolyn. Because Tyler or Carolyn can both articulate really, really well. A legitimate reason to vote for them. Dan would just be fumbling, talking about cheeseburgers.
It'd be like one of these things is not like the other one.
Yes, it'd be great. It'd be so obvious, but it'd be great to hear Dan and Rodney try and articulate an argument as to like why they should win. To see them play lawyer would be the funniest thing.
Rodney play lawyer.
But.
Yeah, Anna, I object. No, sorry. Just the idea of Rodney as a lawyer all of a sudden is like, clearly the evidence points to an acquittal of my client. No, sorry. Fantasy land all of a sudden.
I was going to say, I really want to see Carolyn on the jury. I want to see her after somebody completely screwed her. Because I imagine her coming out and doing, like, the Susan thing from the first season. Like, if you were dying in the middle of the desert, I would never give you water. I want to hear her rip into somebody.
I feel like, yeah.
She has to be Tyler, too.
She won't.
If Tyler betrayed her, she would totally do that.
Carolyn's argument as to why to never flip, why never to leave anything. She says, "We have a 6-strong alliance. Why go out? Why would I go outside that?" Like, she says it to Jeff, like... Why would I go outside my alliance? Okay, this is Survivor. There's tons and tons of reasons
why
you would go outside.
She's in the top three. That's why she would.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. Is she's only saying that because she knows she's in the power position. She's a mafia boss. Everyone else is her underling. Everyone else is Michael Imperioli's character from The Sopranos. So she knows she can order them around. So she has to toe that party line.
Right,
she wants to reinforce the idea so that they don't get the idea of, "Oh, I could split off and do my own thing." Yeah.
It's just the way she talks about the in-group and how she's in the in-group and why would she ever consider not being part of the in-group. It, like, I get the strategic toe the line and all the Survivor reasons why you say that sentence, but I think Survivor aside, Carolyn forms that exact same sentence of, "I'm with the cool kids. Why would I not want to be with the cool kids?"
I completely agree with you. In real life, I feel like she's just like, yes, sir. Can I have another, sir?
I bet Carolyn at work is the kind of person who just loves a committee. For everything, there's a committee, there's a commission, there's a group of people working on it. Because then when something goes wrong, it's not ever Carolyn who fucks up, it's the committee. Like, she wants to be in the group, she wants to abdicate responsibility, and from within the group, pick on people who are not in the group. That seems like who she is.
I feel like she also takes credit when something goes right.
Right, like when the committee does something well, she's like, "Yeah, my committee did that."
Yeah, and when it's bad, it's just like, "Well, you know, it was a team effort, and we came up short."
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll admit, editing can do weird things. Maybe in real life she's a fantastic person, maybe, but judging on the evidence we have from this show, awful human being. Not quite trash person like Rodney, but just a terrible person, based on the evidence presented.
You know, I will say about Will, though, I don't feel sorry for him, but... It was real, real interesting to see him in Tribal, because you realize up until Tribal, he hasn't said a word this episode, and he's always just pictured sitting there. And in Tribal, he's just sitting there, and he looks dead. His shirt is massive on him now. Like I said earlier, he just looks like half of a man he was. His eyes are fucking glazed over. He's constantly just, like, staring off into the void. He's like a fucking zombie out there.
He was thinking of that cheeseburger he had on the boat. That's all it is.
No, that would be Dan. It's just, I don't feel bad for him because he deserves it at this point. Yeah. But, man, if you want to watch a season of Survivor, if somebody asks, like, it's not really that hard, is it? Like, watch this season of Survivor and watch Will and how he's changed from week one to today. Not just how his asshole came out, but how also, like, he is different.
That's an interesting way of putting it.
Yeah, he prolapsed. This is, like, this is, this week, just look at him. He's not there. He's not. He's checked out physically and emotionally. He just doesn't exist in the same plane as these other players do.
Eh, good. Don't care.
Yeah, fuck him. Fuck him.
Fuck him. Will, go to hell.
Yeah.
I would like to point out how this tribal was. This was totally Jeff's tribal.
Oh yeah.
Because Jeff was fantastic. First, you know, he's talking to Sharan and he's like, you know, you were abused. That really blows and shit. And then Dan pulls up his. Well, I was adopted. And fucking Jeff goes, "Were you abused? No. Then shut the fuck up, Dan."
Yeah, that's not really the same, Dan. I think is what he said.
And then he goes to Will, and he's like, so, you're not going to apologize, you fucking prick? Like, what the hell's wrong with you? Fucking apologize. And the third thing he did, he was serious, like, I don't remember his exact words, but he was straight up like, hey, guys, this would be a good time to flip, because you're screwed otherwise.
Yeah,
even thunder, Brian. Good job.
Yeah. So, okay, the exciting thing with this tribal, we haven't even gotten to it yet, is Mike takes out his immunity idol and shows everybody, hey guys, I have an immunity idol, and I'm going to play it for Shireen.
Oh, I fist pumped so hard my shoulder broke. That was such a great move on his part, and I ain't even mad that he didn't actually play it. It would have made zero sense to play it for real. Yeah.
So that do you guys both agree that he shouldn't have played it?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, man, I think he should have played it. I really, really do. And I know that hindsight's 20/20, but if he plays it, right, he doesn't have immunity. That's here nor there. But all those other votes, if people vote the exact same way that they did now and call the bluff, then Dan comes back to Mike. Because at that point, it's obvious.
No, because Dan goes home.
No, Dan
would split with Tyler. So they would have to do a...
No, they would have done a revote, and then it would have been four.
And then Tyler would have been fucking gone.
Yeah, no, Tyler would not have been gone in that.
Dan could have used his double vote.
They would have voted
out. Ooh, you're right. No, you know what? I did not.
Dan would have used his double vote, and Tyler would have gone home, and Dan would have been back on Mike's side, and then Sierra comes over because there's finally enough there, and then you completely flip the script.
Though, and he didn't know.
I know, that's hindsight. That's hindsight with Dan, but like.
No, hindsight with Mike. Mike didn't know about the double vote.
That's true.
I feel that he made the exact right decision only on account of, all right, say he saves Shireen. Now he has a unified 5-on-2. And there's not going to be another double immunity. There's probably not even going to be another hidden immunity idol.
No.
And even if there was, there's another hidden immunity idol on Carolyn. So the odds would be just completely stacked against him.
We do have a bet that Carolyn's going to give up that idol or lose it before she plays it. Nobody thought so early on. Everybody thought Carolyn was just stupid. We made two bets against her playing the idol.
Oh no, I still feel. Oh see, no, no, no! I never betted against her intelligence. I betted against her being cockiness. Selfish as fuck. I don't.
As fuck.
I don't think she's smart. Smart enough to deflect credit or to take credit and deflect blame. She's just completely narcissistic. So I don't think she's going to give up that idol for nothing.
Okay.
No, I just...
Yeah. I loved, like, so much of what Mike did with that, because that was a great way to announce that he just pulls it out of his fucking sock and is like, I'm going to fucking play this for Shireen, and it was so awesome to see everybody lose their shit. And he waited. He waited till everyone was... He waited until Jeff said, anybody else got anything else to say before we vote? And he's like, oh, yeah, I got a thing, Jeff.
That was downright showmanship. That guy, he can work a crowd. Good for him.
That was great. And then, of course, as soon as he whips it out and says Shireen loses her shit. She's like, can I touch it? Can I see it? Because come to think, this whole fucking game, she hasn't seen one or touched one in person.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, that's the thing is, and well, I feel also, especially since 2 weeks before, I'm sorry, like a couple days before, 2 weeks for us, for viewers, she saw a fake one get played.
Yeah.
And so it was kind of nice, like, I need to look at this and verify it and touch it with my own hands. Okay, this is not the fake one that Joe made.
I don't think that's why. I'm pretty sure she was just really excited about being able to have an immunity idol.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Well, and
she was fangirling.
Never know.
It was great on the gameplay level, but it was also great on the, like, up until this point, this whole episode was shitty for Shireen. The whole last episode was shitty for Shireen. Mike let her leave on a high note.
Mike gave her the ultimate survivor experience.
Yeah.
Damn, a last-minute ditch effort to survive. But at the same time,
made her part of it, too. You know? Like, just got her excitement right back up just before the end. It was a really... I know he didn't do it for her, but it was nice that he did that for her.
Well, I actually feel that he did, because... All right, think of it this way. He... By pulling that idol out beforehand, right, he gave her a shot, but also, more importantly, gave a chance for that immunity idol to pull double duty. Because let's say they buy it, they fall for his bluff. Mm-hmm. I was going to say call. Clearly, I don't play poker very often, folks. Why not 2-7 offsuit? Sure, okay, I'll hit. You hit in poker, right? Yeah. Anyways, sure. So if they fell for his bluff,
next to you.
They would have... Good idea. If they fell for his bluff, they would have voted out one of their own, broken up their alliance, Shireen would still be in the game, and he would still have a hidden immunity idol. That would have been the most baller move imaginable. That would have been fantastic. As it stands, you know, the alliance...
One of those things...
Exactly. Well, the alliance cracks. He still has his idol, and he's going to go a little bit longer. So I feel that it was one of those great moments where it worked for her, it worked for him, and she's not mad at it at all. She said in her own little thing, you know, facing the camera afterwards when talking about getting voted off, she says, no, it would have been dumb for him to actually play it. I'm just glad he bluffed.
Yeah. Like, and yeah. Now he has a shot in hell at getting Dan back. Once it happens, so I love he just happen. Quietly sits in the corner and says, Dan got two votes. Yeah. Just quiet, just leaving it there. I'm just going to put the sentence out into the world, and I'm just going to let hang, and you all think about it.
You know, the weird thing is also, it was Tyler, I understand voting for Dan.
Yeah.
But Will voting for Dan, that's just one of those, what are you even thinking, man?
He's dead. It's just he's a zombie out there. He's not thinking. Will bought it. That's what I think. I think Will bought it. And Will is just
Will's
like, Will, two sheets to the win, I'm voting out the dumb fuck. Fuck your cheeseburgers.
Yeah, Will's just not an intelligent human being. And whatever. I don't want to sound like I'm getting too big on him, but name one smart move this guy has made.
Okay.
Presenting the food as if, you know, earlier on the episode that he went berserk and murdered Shireen on camera. That was a good, nice thing to do. Not necessarily
it's not a smart move, because if he didn't do anything, they never would have known that he got anything.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like I said a couple times ago, if it weren't for them ADRing a Wilhelm scream, he wouldn't... 2 weeks later, and I'm still saying screen instead of scream. I hate my life. Regardless, if it weren't for ADR, he would have done nothing in most of this game.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And then of course, Shireen gets snuffed.
Gets what?
Snuffed.
Brian's snuffed. Note. Okay, I was trying to bat Brian up.
Bat? Okay.
Tee yeah. Brian up. Sorry. Where's
she the... was oh very God. Excited.
It was adorable.
Yeah.
She's like, this is so great. He's going to put my fucking torch out. Yeah.
Well, you know, I'll tell you one thing, in my opinion, at least. I feel, okay, let's imagine we can see who's on the jury. These wonderful, fun human beings to play around with and be with. We can see who's still in the tribe, which is Mike, Sierra, who I like, you guys may not, and then just scum of the earth. Why wouldn't you be excited to go on the jury at that point?
Yeah.
Well, I love when they voted out Shireen, they showed Jen, and she's like, God damn it, I hate these fucking people. You can see it in her face. You guys suck.
Oh, yeah. She was shooting daggers at Rodney the entire time. Anytime he would say something, they would cut to her, and her face would just be... It is very gif-able. Gif-able? Gif-worthy? I don't know.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, Shireen gets voted out.
All you have to do is be quiet. What did she say? Just sit there and look pretty.
Which is apparently Tyler's very condescending catchphrase, which, thank God, I now that she mentioned it, I think I've heard him say it one time. Thank God they edited it out, because I would hate him even more than I do now. Now I mildly dislike him, but if I had actually heard that multiple times, I would hate him.
Yeah, you know what, but I mean, he still wouldn't even be the third worst person on the show.
Isn't that, oh God.
This is a batch of horrible people this year. Usually there's somebody to enjoy or root for, but these people are just terrible.
Well, there was. They're all gone.
Yeah.
Well, no, as I said,
I still can vote for Mike.
Yeah.
I can seriously legit get behind Mike winning. Sierra, I like. I think she's a victim of editing, and maybe that's just because I want to like her, but I think she might be a victim of editing. Everyone else, though, you are right. Rodney, hate him, fuck him. Dan, feel sorry for him.
Idiot, fuck
Will,
him.
Will, hate him, fuck him. Caroline, hate her, fuck her. Actually, no, just hate her. Who wants to fuck her? Sorry, whatever.
Nothing wrong with a good hate fuck.
Nah. Who have I forgotten? Tyler. Yeah, fuck that guy, too. He's...
I'm pretty neutral on Tyler, whatever.
He's a punter.
If he wins, I'm like, all right, he won.
Yeah.
Tyler's pretty beige curtains. I don't even know if he's really making... Like, we want to say, oh, he's been making moves this whole time, but it's just like, you know what? I feel like he's been beige curtains, too, just kind of there. You don't have any great feelings on him.
He's going around getting in. Like, he is definitely playing that. I'm going to sit there, watch everything, collect the information.
I'm going to let everyone else go crazy on each other, and then they're going to be like, well, it's voting for that person.
Rodney keeps saying, cool, calm, and collected, and then he never is.
What he's saying is cool, calm, and collective with a V.
Yeah.
I don't think that guy... And did you notice? Swear to God, hand to God, spelled Shireen's name wrong again, which is fine.
Like Shrin.
Shrin. Shrin. S-H-R-I-N. And just last week when he voted for her, it was S-H-A-R-E-E-N.
Yeah, I'm telling you,
so
he's just fucking around.
Not spell her name correctly, but
he's not fucking around.
Oh, I hate that guy so much. I don't legit hate many people. Most people I say hate, I mean in terms of, I prefer not to be around that person, but I don't really hate them. I don't wish them ill. Rodney, I seriously wish ill upon you. A pox on your house.
So, Shireen gets voted out, and she goes to Ponderosa, and this Ponderosa video is a fantastic video. Do you watch this one, Brian? I know you don't watch the Ponderosas.
No, I didn't have time.
So this one's great, because on the one hand, they do a really, really good job of giving catharsis with Shireen and the abuse and Will, and they do a really good thing with giving Shireen her voice and letting her say what she needs to say and getting the point across. But then, because it is Survivor, they give you the other side, and they give you Jen bitching about Shireen, like cut in between the parts about Shireen talking about her childhood of abuse.
It was a very eloquent bitch on her part, too. It was basically just, she was Jen was doing her Shireen impression.
Yeah.
And it was a very, very upbeat. But you could kind of tell it was still done with love. You know what I mean? It wasn't like, oh, my God. It was one of those kind of things where I'll make fun of Annie for being fat and bald. But clearly, I love this man. Or else I wouldn't be doing this show. That sort of thing.
It was like, I love Shireen, but it's her sweet 16 / it's her bride on her wedding day. She wants everything because it's Shireen at Ponderosa.
Yeah,
and it's hilarious. Because, you know, the entire time we've been watching this, everybody's complaining about how annoying Shireen is, and none of us have understood why, because there's no time to show it, really. I mean, they do, like, the monkey sex and stuff, but we just all find that hilarious. She's just sitting there randomly singing the fucking national anthem or starts smoking. I don't even remember what it was.
Oh, it was the national anthem.
That doesn't come across as annoying for us. It's just hilarious. But when you hear Jen talk about it, she's like, okay, yeah, this is annoying. And Jen loves Shireen. For the people who don't like Shireen, this is the worst fucking thing ever. I now understand why people were annoyed with her.
Yeah.
As a viewer, I love her still, but you could kind of understand it a bit.
Yeah, but you know, the interesting thing is I actually kind of feel like she is happier on the jury. Like, in her Survivor experience... Oh, yeah. She would much rather be on the jury because now she gets to watch people and make decisions and question them and give an excellent, fantastic speech, which I think is the sort of thing she's been born for instead of defending her. Because here's the thing. Say she does get to the end, you know, somehow through some combination of luck and maybe whatever, winning the right immunity, she does get to the final three. She's going to be like, if you remember Becky from Cook Islands, that was the season with Yule. Exactly. That was the season with Yule and with Ozzy. And Becky actually did quite a lot to get there, but it was all behind the scenes stuff. And so everybody's, all the jury members, they would say, Ozzy, you are great and fantastic. Yule, you are great and fantastic. Becky, hello. And so Shireen would not even get the catharsis of being able to defend herself if she had gotten to the final three. So I feel as if this is probably the ultimate survivor experience for her.
Yeah, she can stand up and just rail on somebody. But, you know, it's good
that
she
has... I don't think she's going to do that.
Yeah, but she has
good... No, she will. I guarantee it. She, especially if...
Do you guys want to bet on it?
Well, all right, if it's Mike, she won't rail against anyone. She'll just praise Mike to the high heavens, and deservedly so, because he, on multiple occasions, when people were attacking her, he swooped in and said, you know what? You don't have to take this. Let's go to our little cave and have a nice cathartic hug. Right. So she would praise him. If it's anyone else, maybe Tyler. No, she would still complain about Tyler, and deservedly so.
You want to make a bet?
Oh, were you offering a bet? Yeah, I'll take a bet.
Which side? I'm wanting you two to bet.
Oh, well, I'm not going to bet against her doing some sort of, I don't want to say negative, but having a Sue Hawk moment, shall we say.
No, I think she would, the only person she would rail on would be Will. I don't think she would do it to anybody else.
Dan? Carolyn?
No.
Tyler, maybe not. No, I feel as if she will. All right, I'll take a bet if you want. The only problem is, how are we really going to judge this?
So I'll be the impartial judge.
Okay.
Impartial. So we'll say
Wait. So if it, like, there's no way you can be impartial. What if it comes down to, like, one of us would overtake you if we won the fucking bet?
I don't know. I'm impartial, Brian. Trust me. Trust me, Brian.
Yeah, right. Well, sort of, the alliance. When we were playing.
Tell you what, Brian. I'm a man of honor and integrity. I am the Mike of this podcast.
Are you now?
So if I feel Andy's being dishonest in this and giving me points, I will vote with you and I will veto him.
Okay. Right. So we're gonna build it like this. We're gonna say that Nick bets that Shireen will rail against somebody other than Will during the final tribal.
Wait, no, she'll definitely rail against Will. Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. No, you know what? I still feel good.
That's what we're saying. Brian, Will doesn't count.
Yeah, so...
Okay, okay.
We all agree that if Will's in the final tribal, that she will rail on Will. But you're saying that she will also rail on somebody other than Will.
Sure. I'll put 2 points up on the board. I got him to spare.
Two? You can do four.
Two.
Three.
Don't do that, Andy. You and your egging
okay,
on.
Okay, three. Somewhere in between the two and the four. How about three?
3 points.
Two.
Three?
You son of a bitch.
Two.
Three?
Two.
3 points? What?
Two.
Three?
Two.
Okay. Fine.
I'm not going to give you guys a satisfaction.
Fine. All right. Let's do... Okay, before we do the recap, I want to bring up one more thing. Just Shireen... I know you're all sick of us talking about her, but you know what? It's the last time we probably will for a while. But I feel like the really sad thing is that this should have been like one of the greatest experiences of her entire life. I mean, whether or not she's actually an annoying person, this is something that should have been incredibly special for her, but just got completely ruined. And was so giddy there every single day up until Will explodes. And this whole experience has been marred. And I really love that even given that after she loses immunity, she's fighting to stay and she's excited about all of it even still. And I really do think that that survivors should have her come back again.
Oh, yeah. Seconded.
Yeah, whether she wants to or not, I don't know, but they should definitely reach out to her and be like...
Get on that.
Hey, how do you get the fan vote in for who, you know, who's the coolest one? I want to vote for her.
Oh, I'll vote for her, sure. But I think they'll announce that at the...
When do you actually go to do that?
I thought they announced it during the broadcast.
Go to cbs.com/shows/survivor, and
I'm sure it's on there somewhere.
It's on the fucking website. Anyway, fantasy recap. Going into the week,
Brian was at the lowest with 63 points, but he gets 5 from Dan, 7 from Carolyn because she won reward and immunity, and he gets 5 from Will, who I gave to him because fuck that guy. I don't care how many points he gets you, Brian. So Brian went from last with 63. He got 17 points, more than double Nick or myself, to bring him up to 80. 80, which
was your fault. I was going to be down in person. You blew it.
I know. And I was second to last. I had 68. I got 3 from Rodney and 5 from Tyler. Puts me at 76, which puts me in dead last. 5 points behind our current leader, Nick, who had 73. Got 3 from Sierra, 5 from Mike, and gets a goose egg from Shireen since she got voted out with 81. So Nick's in the lead with 81. Brian has 80. I have 76. I don't think anybody wants to trade, do they?
No. You single-handedly saved me, because now I have Carolyn and Will, who are not going anywhere.
Yeah. Like, you're welcome.
Thanks.
Welcome. We also need to settle some wagers. I had a bet. I had a bet for 4 points against Brian that by the end of this episode, somebody would get stung by something.
Wait, this specific episode? I thought it was just whole... Whatever.
It was this
that
episode.
That was a terrible vote. Why did you make that bet?
I don't know. Right. I offered it to you too, and you didn't take it.
Because it was so dumb. I'm gonna go back and I'm gonna listen to the episode again. I think it was episode seven
of our show. Oof. So yeah, 4 points for you for that. And then Nick gets 2 points back from Brian because we have discovered that the final tribal will be 3 players.
Yes.
Yeah. Nick said 3. Brian said anything but 3. So, Brian, you're going to net gain 3 points, and Nick will net gain 2, which will tie you guys both at 83, and I will have 72. I will be 11 points behind. But you know what? All it's going to take is Dan getting voted out, or Carolyn, or Will, or some shit like that.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
You know what, though? But Will, you want to take to the end a little bit, but Will's also going to be the easy target. If anybody's going to switch sides and mix things up, Will's the easy target.
Will has flipped so many times already.
Nobody's going to jump to Will's defense.
Yeah, no.
Nobody will. If you can happen to get some people, Carolyn might save Tyler. Tyler might get himself immunity. Will will definitely. If you want to scheme against Will, you know he will not win immunity.
Will stab Tyler in the back at some point in this.
Eventually, but I mean, it's foreseeable that Will leaves next week.
We should be so lucky.
Yeah. Anyway, that's it for this week. Once again, at witoutplayoutcast.com or notlg.com, there should be a little button that says Outcast with the little album cover icon of ours designed in Microsoft Paint by Nick.
Yeah, everything is better with Microsoft Paint. At some point, we're going to put together a Twitter feed. I think I'm going to do it tomorrow. I have a 4-day weekend. If I don't do it over those 4 days, I will never do it.
I want you to do portraits of survivors in MS Paint.
I can't do that.
Nah, fine.
That's the whole point. It's going to be terrible.
At least Vince Sly.
Ugh, I don't want to even think about that guy. That guy is non-canon.
I cannot wait until they do the like memory lane thing and get up to Vince. Because none of the blue collars will be like, they'll just be like, that was to do with feathers in his hair, right? Yeah, weirdo.
Ugh, that guy was so terrible. No, Will will be like, oh yeah, I remember this guy. Yeah, he was really cool.
Yeah, but Will won't be there.
Oh, thank God. We should be so lucky.
Yeah. All right. That's it. I'm closing it up. Closing up or done. That's it. Goodbye, everyone. Have a good night.
Go away.
Go away. Go leave now.
Circle of life, life is a circle. We're going round and round. Righto, we can do it.